Hello, everybody. It's Kate Beaters, your breakthrough expert and founder of Brilliance Builders. Got a really cool topic for you today, so make sure you've got a pen and paper to take some notes. I want to also welcome back my community. I appreciate you listening. And, you know, would love if you ever have any ideas or thoughts of things that you'd like me to teach, you know, please let us know. And also I want to welcome my, you know, my new listeners. I'm happy to have you here. You'll find that a couple of things. First of all, because of my expertise in both mindset and strategies, you'll find that my podcast can be a combination of both, or one day lean to one and one day lean to the other. It's all whatever the topic is. And you'll also find my podcast are shortened to the point, and that's because what I know about the mind from our neuroscience training and all that is that we don't have a lot of time. We tend to get distracted and all that kind of stuff, and everyone's so super busy that I'd rather do a short one that kind of gets right to the point and leave you with something that you can kind of hit the ground running with. So, again, that's what we're going to do today. And before I forget, too, I just want to let everybody know I do have some upcoming events. And so if you'd like the opportunity to kind of be in person, to be part of my community, to actually experience a breakthrough live, I want to invite you. And probably the best thing to do is go to katebeaters.com/events. That's katebeaters.com/events. And you can check out the events popping up and see what makes sense and works on your calendar. And, of course, if you've got any questions, email my team, info@katebeaters.com, and we're happy to answer anything for you. So let's dive into today's topic, because what I want to share with you is a thought is that is always being right stopping you from having more success? Is always being right stopping you from having more success? So think about this for a moment. Has someone ever really made you angry? Maybe they annoyed you. Maybe they even pissed you off. You know, and heck, you wouldn't be human if you never had that experience in your life. However, how you handle it going forward affects the amount of success you have in your life. So recently, somebody made me angry. And, of course, I thought I was justified to feel this way. You know how we always do. I thought I was right. And maybe I was right. Maybe I wasn't. In fact, I even shared the story with some of my close friends to get them to agree with me. I was looking for more support that I was the wrong party. However, my friends know me well enough to not get caught up in my story and create an even more tangled web. So the truth is, no matter who was right or wrong, this negative energy didn't feel right. It felt heavy, dark, ugly, and slowed me down. I didn't like it one bit. So the point is that by holding on to any anger, even if it's just a little bit, it's going to slow you down and it's going to prohibit the amount of abundance that comes into your life. It doesn't make a difference if you're justified in your position or not, you're right or wrong, because it just puts a focus on the negativity, and that's not a good thing for you, and you'll never ultimately get you to where you want to go. So here's what I did with this recent experience, which changed my energy and how I looked at the situation. I used the Ho'oponopono, and that's a Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness. And all the negativity I felt towards this particular person and the situation was just released. So I first learned about the Ho'oponopono years ago while I was getting one of my tapping certifications. And, you know, you can Google it if you want to learn more. So here's what I did. So if you're experiencing some anger towards someone in your life, I recommend you try the Ho'oponopono too. So there's four phrases, and the first is, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. So there's several ways that you can use this, the Ho'oponopono. The first is you can picture the other person and say those words. The second is you can write those words to the other person on a card and mail it. The third is you can write those words to the other person on a card and not send it. You could even say it to the other person if you felt, you know, that was appropriate. And the last suggestion I have for you is that you can tap those words in. So as you can see, you've got several choices that you can use depending on the situation. And so try one of those options and let me know how it works for you. It's important to remember that anger or any negative emotions repel abundance while confidence and positive emotions attract it. Therefore, you must release any anger or negative emotions you might be carrying around. Now, a caveat for you, releasing anger doesn't mean that the other person was right. All it means is that you're releasing the anger towards them. So the Ho'oponopono is only one resource that's available to you. I've got so many amazing tools that I can count, you know, more than I could even count, that I personally use and that I use with my clients to help them change their story and their self-image of who they are and what they deserve in life. And as a result, by using these tools, more abundance comes our way. So think about this. Isn't it time for you to return your old story to the library and write a new one? So go try the Ho'oponopono. Let me know how it works for you. And until we meet again, be brilliant.